Hey, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Monday with Jose. I'm your host, Jose Victor Castellanos, and in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about Google My Business and the tools and features that you're not using. All right, like I said, so in this episode, we're going to go ahead and talk about Google My Business and some of the features that it has rolled out that you are likely not using or may not even know about. So first of all, number one is posts. So now you can actually do posts right from Google My Business, and these posts show up right with your Google My Business listing. So when someone does a Google search and your business happens to show up, your Google Business listing shows up, your post will be there as well. And they offer a couple different forms of the post that you can do. They have them what's called what's new. So this is just kind of sharing general information, links to your blogs, maybe links to something else, whatever it may be that you want to share. Then there's also events. So if your business is holding an event, you can actually share your event right through Google My Business. So every time someone goes to find your business listing, your event will be shown at the bottom of it so that people will know about your event. And you can also have that event linked right to where people can purchase the tickets. So it makes it real easy for people. As well as they also have offer and as well as product. So you can post your offer on there as well as share the different products that you may be promoting or have currently. Maybe you have a new product that's coming out or something that's coming out soon, whatever it may be, you can share it all through there. So Google My Business Posts allows you to just share information, and it just gives you more real estate for your Google My Business listing. This way it'll take up more space on there, and you're just going to stand out from the crowd, as well as drive your visitors to the places you want them to go to, such as your events, your offers, your products, and your blog. Number two is insights. A lot of people don't actually go back into Google My Business and check their insights. They just create their business listing and that's it. It's there and that's it. So with insights, you can actually get a lot of details about how your listing is doing and where your traffic is coming from and if your business listing is even being utilized properly, if people are even finding it. So some of the things that you can find out from it are going to be queries from your listing. So the queries that are actually generating your listing to show up. So this is really good for SEO. So it'll give you an idea of some of the terms that people are typing in where your Google My Business listing is showing up. So you can actually optimize your Google My Business listing for some of the additional terms that maybe it's not showing up as often for or not showing up at all for that you'd like your business listing to be showing up for. Gives you an opportunity to learn about that and go into your Google My Business listing and optimize that for the keywords that you do want it to be showing for. It also shows you how people are finding your listing, whether that be people finding you through the Google Maps, whether that be someone just finding you through Google search, or someone just finding you directly by typing in your company name. So that'll give you all that information. It also show you the times, how many times your listing has been shown, how many times it's been clicked, where it's being shown, as well as the actions that people are taking on your Google listing. So are they calling? Are they getting directions? Are they visiting the website? It'll actually tell you how many people are doing those actions from your Google business listing under insights. So insights are very good for finding out more information about how your listing is really doing. Then there's also reviews. So everyone knows that on Google, you can leave your review for any business. What a lot of business owners don't do is actually go into reviews and reply to the reviews. So you can actually go in there and reply to reviews. You can leave your side of the story. You can just give them information. You can just thank them for the review, whatever it may be. But going in there and leaving a review also helps your Google business listing move up in the rankings as well, because it shows that you're active on your Google business listing and shows that you're interacting with the community. The next one is messaging. So you can actually have people message you right through your Google business listing, which will go directly to your cell phone and you can reply right from there. So it's a nice way to connect directly with people and a way for people to connect with your business quickly and easily and very convenient for most people as everyone has a cell phone. A lot of business owners don't like this because obviously you're going to be messaging and people can get a hold of your business at any time. But it's definitely a good way to allow people to connect with your business. The last one actually is Google My Business actually offers a website. You can actually create a website through Google My Business, which is really cool. So it's really easy to do. It's not the greatest website. It's definitely not something I would recommend for someone to use as their main website. If you're just getting started, maybe you want to just use it just to have up a landing page. But I definitely recommend you get a regular website, WordPress, whatever, something really nice, looks really sharp. I haven't messed around with this Google website yet too much. It just doesn't seem that high-end, very nice. But a few ways that you can use this website is you can use it as a blog. So it could be a additional blog for your business. It can also be a specific landing page for, say, a campaign that you're running. So if you're running a specific campaign, you want to drive them to a specific landing page, you can use this site as a landing page. As well as you can also create it as for a specific SEO keyword. So if you're trying to rank locally for a specific keyword, your website's not ranking for it, you need some extra SEO juice, maybe just, you know, create this website dedicated specifically to a specific keyword that you're looking to optimize for and get your website ranking for. So that's three different ways that you can use the Google website for your advantage for your business. So those are a few different ways that Google My Business has some new features that most business owners are not using, but definitely recommend you take some time and check those out. All right. Thank you for checking out the podcast. Hope that information was helpful for you. If you have any other questions about Google My Business and how it can help your business, feel free to reach out to me. You can also connect with me through Instagram or Twitter at jvictorcast. You can also connect with me on Facebook, jvictorcast1, as well as you can email me, jose@reconmediainc.com, and I'd be happy to answer any of your questions. Also, if you did enjoy this, please go to iTunes, leave a review, give it a thumbs up, tell your friends, share it, and just get the word out there. Just want to help you. All right. Thanks for checking it out. Until the next one, have an awesome week.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.